Wait, is it start?
Good start, good start.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Chit Chat. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Owen, and this is the first episode that we're doing of this podcast. Also, I realize the microphone is probably picking up my computer fan pretty darn loud. So the audio quality might be terrible, but we'll see. This is the pilot episode. And basically, the structure of this podcast is going to be, it's pretty opinion-based. We're going to talk about a variety of different topics that we may or may not have the same opinion on, and get into very, very civilized conversations about, just because of whatever projected audience we may have. So today we're going to start out by playing the newlywed game, because we have to get to know the hosts that we're making these podcasts with.
Disclaimer, neither me or Owen are married to each other in any way.
In any way, no, there's more than one way.
Let's get going.
Well, first, we have to address a topic that was brought up to me before we started recording, which was that, Kaylee, you said that you, you look up the endings of movies before you're finished watching the movie, and listeners, this is a grand example of an opinion that we do not share, because I think this is blasphemy.
You know what? You do even know what blasphemy is.
I do know what blasphemy is.
It's not blasphemy, because I don't search anything. Like, you know, when I'm at a movie theater, I don't, like, say, hey, can I go to the bathroom? And then I, like, take out my phone and search. But I watch a lot of Netflix and Hulu, and, like, last night I was watching The Shining. And my friend kept saying, you know, all these things. These are important. This is important. But she wouldn't tell me why. So then,
yeah, because you watch and then you figure out why they're important.
You want to know, you know, like, I'm impatient. I'm not going to sit there for 2 hours and then not know. I want to know what's coming. You have to know what's coming.
So that's why you watch the movie. You let,
but
if it's a, you let the filmmaker show you what happens next. That's what the movie is supposed to do. Is,
I disagree highly.
You can't. That's literally the movie is supposed to do.
The movie's entertaining, yeah, but I'm slow and I'd like to know what's going on and I'd like to know what will happen.
Then just read The Shining book. You don't have to spoil it, all of the movies,
well,
for yourself.
Fun fact,
because that takes takes out the entire fun of the movie.
My grandma told me a lot about The Shining. She used to tell me that horror movies, every time you watch them, the devil comes more inside your soul. So I didn't really watch horror movies until, like, last year. I don't believe her anymore, obviously. It always did strike me weird that she's read every single Stephen King novel and seen every single movie, so.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't mutually exclusive to Stephen King or horror movies either.
No, I know. Like, it's every movie I watch.
Makes it worse.
No, it's not. It's like, I don't know. Let me think. Oh, TV shows too. Like,
No, that's the thing. Is you're supposed to be, that's the sign that you just don't care.
Okay, you know what though?
Like, if you like a show, then you should be invested in those characters enough to stick with it and then let them do the explaining, let them have character development.
You see what another issue is, though, is on Instagram and TikTok, there's all these people who make, like, spoilers, and then it's like, but I want to know when, you know, this happened, so then I, like, want to go, if it's, like, a TV show, I'm going to go search up what episode do, like, these two start dating, or does this person die, or does this person go to jail, you know? So then I can be prepared to cry.
That takes out all of the emotional impact.
No, it doesn't. Trust me.
No, trust me, it does. Because
no, it doesn't.
I have done this exactly once before, and I regretted it 100% because it ruined the movement.
Searching the answer. I don't think it
ruined.
I also do this when I read books. If something, like, really dramatic just happened, I'm like, what's going to happen next? But then it's like, oh, it's bedtime. Well, I'm not going to read the whole book, so maybe I'll just...
Then you wait, and then you read it later.
But I'm impatient. I'm not going to. I don't know. You don't understand, Owen. I'm not one of those, you know, film people who's like, oh my gosh, this is a work of art. This is beautiful. I love it. I just want to watch a movie.
I feel called out. People who just want to watch movies do that too. That's why there was the whole, when Endgame, Avengers Endgame came out, there was the whole campaign of like, do not spoil this for anybody else. And there was that kind of, you know, even when Infinity War came out, there was this kind of unspoken agreement, like, we're not going to spoil this for anybody else.
I've never seen either one of those.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens.
You know what? Like, even my favorite movie series, Twilight, obviously. I search that stuff, too. Because it's like, even though it means a lot to me, I still want to know. You know, like, tell me. I don't get why my friends are always like, Katie, are you sure you want me to tell you? Like, yes, queen, tell me.
You know, I've looked up the ending to one book, one movie, and it completely changed my experience. I don't know. I think I would have had the same emotional reaction to the ending as I would, but it changed the rest of my experience with the rest of the book and movie. And that was with, I was like 13, and I just got my hand on a copy of It, Stephen King. It keeps going back to Stephen King.
How could you, Owen? How could you search the ending?
Well, because, you know, Twilight is not a 1,000-page book. Also, I was scared. And the thing that keeps happening with Stephen King that I think he's pretty self-aware of at this point is he doesn't know how to write endings. So it ended up being Pennywise the Clown was, like, some alien from outer space, and they have to do this weird ritual with like a giant turtle.
Oh yeah.
And it was so stupid, and it ruined my experience watching both versions, the Tim Curry version and the Bill Skarsgård version, and finishing the rest of the book, because I was like, it's not just a clown, it's not just like a shape-shifting clown, it's this weird alien, and you're taking it into this odd sci-fi territory that I don't enjoy. And then, yeah,
I wish it would come after me. I would beat it.
I think we should wait for another episode, and we should talk about what horror movie characters we would want to have chase us.
I think I have a complex where I think I could literally beat anyone in a fight. I do. I know I do. I've said it to you before that I could beat you up. Mm. And I stand by that. I think I could, even though you're 2 years older and a male. I think I am stronger than you.
I'm making
Once I threw a baby.
What?
Once I threw a baby, it was my first time holding my friend's new sibling, and it pooped on me.
And you just and threw it across the room?
Well, I was like 12.
No.
It, like,
I don't think that.
I was like, the mom caught it, so it was fine. It was like 2 weeks. I mean,
here,
2 weeks
catch.
Old. Yeah, I didn't even like throw it, just a little.
See, that ruins the story. It's like I chucked the baby across the room.
But it was no, I didn't chuck it. I would never chuck a baby, and I'm a babysitter. So if anyone
you would
who
sit
I
on the baby though.
For if any families that I babysit for are listening to this podcast, I do not throw your children or
keep
sit on them.
Keep hiring Kaylee.
Yeah, I don't ever abuse anyone. Unless they deserve it.
Oh, God. I'm gonna cut that part out. We've been off topic for long enough.
Yeah.
You have questions.
Oh yeah. So today we are playing the newlywed game, but for besties, because me and Owen are besties. Anyway, first question.
Hold on. Where did you find these questions? We have to.
Pinterest. I have found
who posted
on
Pinterest.
Them. They are by.
Because we didn't come up with these.
L U V Z E. How well do you know me? Questions. It was published on October 7th, 2017, by Kate. 51 comments. Okay.
Thanks, Kate.
Yep. Why is everyone who makes these either named Katie or Kate? This is a different one. You know, the first one I looked at was different name. Katie. This one's Kate.
Mm.
Wow.
Well,
anyway,
certain demographic goes on Pinterest.
Okay. What is my middle name?
I
don't know yours.
I don't know yours. This is a great way to start this out.
No,
I don't.
This is, You should know mine, because, you know, I always...
Oh, wait, no, it's Jade, because...
Yeah.
Somehow related to Eminem.
I'm named after Eminem's daughter.
No, you're not. You were... Yes, your name is a result of the fact that you were not named after Eminem's daughter.
No, it's not. And my dad told me. My mom refuses it. She says it's false, but...
It is false. I agree with your mom here.
You don't even know my mom.
Your mom doesn't know me, but I feel like she would still agree because we have the same opinion. That's how agreement works.
What is your middle name, Owen?
My middle name is Nathaniel, and I know you're about to laugh.
Owen Nathaniel Cummings.
It's funny that you had to pause to remember my last name.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I got it right.
But yeah, it was named... My middle name comes from my dad's best friend. His name is Nate, not disclosing the last name. But yeah, Nathaniel. That's
my middle name. I wasn't really named after anything special. I was going to be named Jade, but then my grandma said it sounded like a stripper name. So
can I include that?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
I mean, if it's a historical fact, I guess.
It is. My grandma said she sounds like she'll become a stripper. What is my zodiac sign?
You say this like I know any of the zodiac signs.
I don't know any of them either. Okay, wait, guess what month we're born in. Because we both know all 12 months. There's 12, right?
Yes, there are 12 months.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. I feel like you're an October person or November.
No.
Are you born in the spring?
I was born in June.
Is that... That's like the summer. When's your birthday?
June 30th. We've discussed this.
Have we?
Yeah.
And my one friend, we've been friends for like 4 years, and she's like my best friend. She invites me to Disney with her family every single year, and she gets mad at me because I literally have to write in my notes section her birthday, and I don't even remember it right now. But she's always like, Kaylee, every single time we see each other, she's like, Kaylee, when's my birthday? And she's like, I know yours. When's mine? I can never answer her without looking in my notes section. Yeah.
That is...
I'm a bad friend, I know.
Well...
When's my birthday, Owen?
That's a good question. Are your medical records on the internet?
Probably, somewhere. I don't know. People post Facebook stuff all the time.
Why would your medical records be on Facebook?
My social security number is on my Instagram. I'm just joking.
Well, now I have to look that up. No. I didn't actually know, and I'm realizing we should have done research before doing this episode.
We should have. I told you, we should have known each other. My birthday is March 29th, and I can't believe you hate me so much you don't even know.
Well, now I'm going to write it on my calendar. Next question.
Why are there so many questions about people's moms?
Is that a question?
What was the name? Oh, no, neither one. I'm trying to find questions that we actually know. We really don't know each other because I can't find any of these.
You're just trying to find the ones that you would know the answer to. That defeats the purpose.
Okay, fine. Owen, do you know, did I ever go to summer camp, Owen? Would you know this?
I'm going to say yes, you did go to summer camp, because I feel like you've told me stories from...
Never.
Current summer. Really?
Nope. I went to Girl Scout camp, like, 2 days.
Does that not take place during the summer?
Nope.
When does that take? I don't think
so.
Why?
Takes place during softball season. I think it's coming up, actually.
When's softball season? I don't know, sports.
I think soon. Do I have any nieces or nephews?
No, because you only have one brother and he's not married or with child.
Well, yeah. He's never going to be with child because he's a man.
Exactly.
No, yeah. You don't either because all your siblings are younger than you.
That is correct.
My brother's name is Eminem.
Should have Eminem on the podcast.
Am I more like my mother or father? I don't know your parents.
I've never met your parents. I don't know. I'm going to say, since you seem very proud of the fact that you were almost named after Eminem's daughter, and that was your dad's call, I'm going to say your dad.
Yes.
Yes.
I think I am.
I think I got this. This is the first one I've got right, and I've never met your parents.
There's a Snapchat filter that can make you look like a guy, so I decided to put my hair back and, like, go, like, back-to-back with my dad, and I look just like him.
It's funny how those filters make like the girl filter
makes everyone look
so much better, and then the guy filter just
it makes beard. Me so ugly.
I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna just say all they do is give you a beard, but
oh well, I don't think I'd be attractive as a male. Do you think I would?
Is that one of the newlywed game questions? Who would be the most attractive as a male?
Would you date Kyle? Would you date Kyle? That's my male name.
Kyle Robbins.
Owen, let's see. That's a good Owen girl name. I feel like Owen could be a girl.
Here's the question. What would you have been named if you were a boy?
I don't know. My parents wanted a girl because my brother was born first. And I was the first girl. So, out of the
question.
Oh, yeah. I think Kyle, at least that's what I would have been called, or I'd like to be called, or Chadwick.
Those are two very different names, but...
Would I rather spend a day with my parents or your parents?
I mean, I'm just going to say, currently, I would rather spend time with my parents. I don't know your parents.
I would love to spend time with your parents.
Okay.
I'd love to get to know the people who raised Owen.
Well, first time for everything.
I'm going to become best friends with your parents.
I'm running out of jokes. Why are so many of these about parents?
What's my favorite subject?
Not math.
No.
Subject or class? Because I feel like we could include Chatterbox in
class. No, don't include Chatterbox. Include Chatterbox.
Would that be your answer, though?
I mean, like, Chatterbox with the people, yeah. But, like... If it's just, like, class material, you know? Like, favorite subject. Subject, no class. Okay. Just subject.
How far off would I be if I said science? If You'd I guessed science.
Pretty far off.
Oh. I mean, that is the closest to math. English? History?
It's history.
No, history's my favorite. I just realized I started naming all of the subjects. You just
told me. Now I can't answer.
Well, anyway.
I love history. It's just, I don't know. I like learning about the past, and I want to be a lawyer, too. I like... That doesn't really have anything to do with history. I just know
You gotta know what you're talking about.
That's true. But I want to be a family law attorney. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a movie director. Which is why I get so impassioned about the fact that you should not
fast forward
or look up.
You know, you should make a movie about my life.
And then I'm just going to tell everyone to look up the ending, though, so they don't
have to watch it. Well, I'm not dead, so there is no ending.
It's just wherever I decide to stop the movie, that's the ending.
Have you ever seen Dawson's Creek?
Have I? If I have, it's been a while.
He's a movie guy. He likes movies. But his name's Dawson, and your name's Owen.
That's true.
Ending with the same, like, last three letters. Dawson. Wait, no, it's not. Owen. Just last two letters.
Dawson spelled with an E? Do you not know how to spell my name?
Do you realize I didn't say English was my favorite class?
But you said you wanted to be a lawyer and you have to talk.
I do. I know. I know how to talk. I just don't know how to think. Your favorite subject is history. I know you so well.
Correct.
What's your favorite time period?
Like to learn about or that I would want to live in?
To learn about first, and then what would you like to live in?
I mean, I would say I know the most about, like, American Revolution, colonial, early America time period. That was the start of, I memorized all of the presidents in order.
Did you? Wait, I did. Do you still have them memorized?
Mm-hmm.
Say them.
George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, Harris, Dunbar, J.K. Secretary of Lincoln, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Smith, Grant, Humphrey, Hayes, James Garfield, Chester Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, Grover Cleveland, Part 2, Lincoln, Henley, Theodore Roosevelt, Lincoln, Howard Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Marjorie Hardin, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, FDR, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, W. Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden. I almost forgot the current.
Dang!
Yeah.
That's impressive. The only thing history-related I've ever memorized is this song. You know this, like, song by Soulja Boy? Where it's like, crank that?
Nope.
You.
Oh, that one. Oh, God.
Soulja Boy, I tell. Yeah. Okay.
What does that have to do with history?
No. There's this one history teacher made this, like, song about the Euphrates River. Or by the Euphrates River. Yeah, they traded grain for gold. They kept themselves united under Hammurabi's code. Anyway, I memorized that, but my favorite time period is French Revolution. French Revolution.
See, I wouldn't want to live during the French Revolution.
Me neither. But I think I would like to live in, like, the 1800s in America.
I don't know. I really like indoor toilets. That's the thing.
I do, too. But I know that if I did, I wouldn't have to go to school.
That's
Which,
fair.
I mean, it's a privilege. And I probably wouldn't have that many friends if I didn't go to school.
That's fair. I know I emulate a lot of, like, if you watch teen movies from the 80s or whatever, I have very much Marty McFly, Ferris Bueller energy about me.
I don't know. Have you ever seen the Heathers?
Yeah.
You know the main guy?
Christian's, yeah.
That's the guy you give me energy of. I don't know. You give me those vibes.
Great.
You do. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing.
No, I know. I've seen Heathers. Talking to a theater kid, I feel like.
Yeah, I know. I've only seen the movie, though. What kind of character from any movie or TV show do I give you vibes of?
I think sticking with Broadway music, like theater energy kind of people, I'm going to say, I forget her name, but like the girl who starts the Connor Project with Evan Hansen and Dear Evan Hansen. But yeah, that's...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, her.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go listen to Dear Evan Hansen.
I've never even heard of that.
You've never heard of Dear Evan Hansen? That was, like, essentially Hamilton Part 2. Like, anyone who...
I just watched Hamilton for the first time about a couple, like, 3 or 4 months ago because
okay,
it's mandatory to watch in my drama class.
But you heard it before that, right?
I've heard of it, yeah.
But you've heard it before.
Like the music?
Yeah.
Mr. Perdrix played one song from it before, but
That was all you had heard of Hamilton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. You know what musical I like? It's Frozen. With Elsa?
Mm-hmm. I know what Frozen is.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's the one with Rapunzel.
You know who you do... No, what? You
okay.
Do not give me vibes of Olaf. I'm going to say that.
I don't give you Olaf vibes?
Mm.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
You give me the Kristoff. Is that
Oh, definitely. If I had to cast myself as a Frozen character, it would be Kristoff. But
the guy who, like, has a deer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he'd be Kristoff. I feel like more and more, like, movies suck more that they come out. Because, like, they're so terrible actors. Like, I'll watch Netflix because it's the only thing. But, like...
Well, that's the thing. Is, like, there's so much content now that a lot of people, I think, are just, like, realizing that they can just make whatever and someone will watch it instead of, you know, back in the 30s to even to the advent of streaming services, I think it was, you had primarily the big studios making the movies and they were always trying to just, like, compete with each other and get everyone to come watch instead of just capitalizing on boredom.
We're in quarantine, so I think everyone's bored.
Yeah, but I just end up rewatching other movies. There's a lot of stuff that's come out on Netflix over quarantine that I still have not started.
What movies do you watch on repeat? I'm curious, actually.
Here's a quiz. What's my favorite movie?
Wait. Oh my gosh, wait. I know this. It's like that adventure movie, isn't it? Like, there's like the guy and he's like, oh my gosh. Oh, wait. Let me think. What is it called? Oh my gosh, I know what it is. Oh my gosh, I know what this is, but.
There's a lot of adventure movies.
I don't even think you told me. I think someone else has told me
what
your favorite movie is, but. I was actually told last night, so this is kind of terrible that I don't even remember. Oh my gosh, what is it? Okay, wait, tell me. Tell me what it is.
So I always say it's a tie between Edward Scissorhands and Back to the Future.
Oh my gosh, I literally knew that.
So.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I am just so disappointed in myself. What is my favorite movie?
Oh, you've definitely never told me this. I'm going to just say The Shining. It's your favorite movie.
No, I just watched that for the first time. No.
You can have a favorite movie.
Mean Girls.
That's actually not a bad pick.
I love that movie. Me and my friend, like, we memorize, like, parts of it, and every time we watch it together, we, like, talk the whole time as if we're the people playing in it. But my favorite movie series is Twilight, obviously, because, you know, Team Edward.
I'm not going to respond to that. All right, last thing before we wrap things up. Here's a question I have for you. Which character from Mean Girls are you?
This is a hard question because I'm not sure if I'm a Karen or if I'm a Regina. Well, I'm not a Regina, for sure. I'm not sure. I'm between Gretchen and Karen because... You see, the problem with saying something is that people will be like, oh, she's shallow, she's stupid if she's a Karen, but she's like, you know, I don't know. I'm definitely not a Regina, I don't think. Someone once told me that hating me is like kicking puppies.
Who said that?
But I mean, you know, if you want to kick puppies, you do you.
Yes, I spend my Sunday mornings kicking puppies.
I'm going to say Damien.
I was going to say Damien. Damien or Tina Fey's character.
You remind me of the other girl. You remind me of Regina. Regina George.
Hey.
No, I'm just joking.
It's because of my amazing blonde hair.
You don't have blonde hair.
That was the joke.
See, I told you this is why I have to look stuff up because I'm not smart. Well, hold on. Girls. Okay. Hold on 1 second. I know who you remind me of. You remind me of Janice.
Oh. See, when I hear the name Janice, I think of Janice from Friends.
Oh, Janice, the really loud one.
Oh, my God. And on that note, I think it's time we wrap things up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of...
Chit Chat.
All right, tune in next time, where we will be hopefully more on topic, but probably not. Yeah, you can... Go to whhscbox.com for more Chatterbox content, opinions, podcasts, reviews, and all sorts of cool stuff. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
I was going to see if you had anything else to say.
No, I don't.
All right, I'm hitting stop. 3, 2, 1.